these political positions, I would say that, you know, the number one thing that people were really concerned about was obviously public safety. But, you know, I kind of ran on holding the line on taxes. And so, you know, this bigger topic is a struggle for me because I kind of ran on that. And the big thing for me is, you know, less government involvement, you know, more transparency and fiscal responsibility. So come budget time, when people are watching, they'll hear me keep putting that or that same phrase around. I like to see a balanced budget. I want to see fiscal responsibility, which means, you know, we might have to make some tough decisions, whether it's city or county. So,
Wow, you get your hands full. Yeah. Well, you have an agenda, and that's good. You got to know why you're here, why you're doing the job.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't know why you're there, you're just going to sit there and take up space all day long.
Oh, no, not me.
13th district. That's your district.
Yeah.
You're constantly showing your face in the district. Now, I ask everybody who comes in who's involved in some kind of political office, do people come up to you when you're eating dinner at a restaurant or you're at Pick and Save or you're somewhere around and say, well, I got a pothole here. Come here, I want to tell you about my pothole. I want to talk to you about my my pipes aren't working.
Yeah, I get a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, but I have, you know, I've been in like Menards and be like, oh, hey, I'm so-and-so, I live here. And it's usually public safety related, honestly. It's something that's going on. It's the racing through the streets.
Don't tell me. I live on North Main Street. Don't tell me about the racing. Although those barrels they set up blocking the street really cut down on the racing.
Yeah. The drug houses, things like that, you know. And, you know, just.
Well, it's been fascinating having you here. Great stories. We got the 9/11 story. I don't know how you went through that. The bullet holes, 15 bullet holes in your house while your kid was home. Yeah. Whoa. That would send me into a tailspin.
Yeah. We all had a little PTSD after that.
I mean, I find a empty bottle of soda bottle on my lawn. I go berserk. Mm. I want a complete investigation. Who dropped this on my lawn? Because we live about a block or so from a convenience store. My son figured out it takes you a block and a half to finish your drink and your bag of chips. And that block and a half is right in front of my house. So they drop it on my lawn.
Right.
I want to catch them.
Yeah.
Because I want to drag him by the scruff of the neck and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your garbage collector. Pick it up.
That's right.
That's right. But I never catch him. They do it when I'm not paying attention. I got a camera and everything, and I never catch him.
So you think I'm in the wrong business? I should have been like law enforcement or something.
No, you're in the right business. You need somebody looking out for your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need somebody looking out for this stuff. Yeah. Well, good for you. Thank you, Renee.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
No, really you'll be back. I like you. You're a good talker. Renee Kelly's here. Your 13th district alderperson. Also 2nd district Racine County supervisor. Where's the 2nd district? Same area?
Yeah, it just extends a little more east, a little more south.
All right, well, same here. And full-time job, Union Grove treasurer, watching out for the money for the people in Union Grove.
Yes.
Keeping an eye on things. Thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, it's 8:03. Wow. We got to get to the news here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A month after he dropped out of the race, President Biden passed the torch to his Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention.
Selecting Kamala was the very first decision I made when I became our nominee. And it was the best decision I made my whole career.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in Chicago.
Biden highlighted their joint accomplishments over the past 4 years, casting the race as a battle for the country.
We saved democracy in 2020, and now we must save it again in 2024.
Harris made a surprise appearance earlier in the night to pay tribute to the president.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Former President Donald Trump defended his verbal attacks on Harris in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns in Pennsylvania.
Why insult her intelligence?
Well, I have to do that. Well, I don't think she's a very bright person. I do feel that. I mean, I think that's right. I think I am a very bright person, and a lot of people say that.
Israel's military announced today it's recovered the remains of six more hostages taken during the October 7th attack that started the war in Gaza. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
We don't know when they died. We don't know where their bodies were retrieved. But we have had a statement this morning from Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He said, "Our hearts grieve over the terrible loss."
Secretary of State Blinken has moved on from Israel to Egypt for Gaza ceasefire talks. Germany's High Court has upheld the conviction of a woman who served as a secretary at a Nazi death camp. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Lawyers for 99-year-old Irmgard Forchner had appealed her 2022 conviction for complicity in the murder of more than 10,000 people at the Stutthof concentration camp in Poland. But Germany's federal court has now rejected that appeal.
Prosecutors have charged two young men tied to a street gang with murder in the death of General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. The LA Times reports they implicated themselves during discussions in jail. District Attorney George Gascon.
This is an ongoing investigation, and we will continue to evaluate the evidence as we move forward.
We're just learning of one more thing a weight loss injectable can do. Eli Lilly reports a long-term study showed the active ingredient in Zepbound and Mounjaro reduced the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 94% in obese or overweight adults with pre-diabetes. S&P futures up 4. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Road closures in Kenosha are part of the J.D. Vance event near the courthouse today. The GOP VP nominee is in Civic Center Park today. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate will travel from Chicago to Milwaukee later today with an event tonight at the Fiserv Forum. Three teenagers face homicide and carjacking charges for the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. Two suspects are in custody with $100,000 bonds each. Police are searching for a third suspect. A beach warning remains in effect with 3 to 6 foot waves expected through most of the day on Lake Michigan. Caution is advised for those considering entering the water. And three candidates have entered the race for Racine County Executive. Wendy Christensen, Corey Sebastian, and Lorenzo Santos have all entered the race. The special election is scheduled for December 19th following Jonathan Delagrave's untimely passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday, January 4th, the Badgers women's team against Ohio State, the men's team against Michigan State, the Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people will be down, but that's the side of town I was born in. Out of there, she knows me, but I don't fit her society.
Boondocks, 8-11 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. How much would you pay to make your life a little more convenient? Over 70% of Americans say they'd shell out $50 a month or more to not feel so overwhelmed. 3% said they would pay whatever it takes. Okay. The Love and Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? Local news, timeless hits.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's junk and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, and it'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there, so just blow your mind.
Looking for gorgeous weather today. Sunny with high near 71 degrees. Right now it's sunny at 64 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 8:13 on your Tuesday morning with the Mamas and the Papas in Creek Alley. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. And McGuire's just a getting hired in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is the daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing this song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" Saul, Danny, and Sebastian sat and McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, guess it had to be that way. Sebastian has all from his spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat tomorrow.
The obvious vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Mamas and the Papas, Creek Alley, WRJN, local news, timeless hits on your Tuesday morning. It's 8:17. The next car you buy probably will not have a spare tire in it. Car companies have been getting rid of them for the main reasons of it's cheaper to include a kit to patch the tire. The weight of the spare tire hurts gas mileage, and you don't know how to change a tire anyway, so you're probably going to be calling a tow truck. So it's the middle of the night on the interstate. I get a flat tire. So instead of changing it, I got to patch the old one and somehow find air to pump into the tire to get on my car so I can get back on the road again. A patch kit, the main reason is they're cheap. They don't want to put the spare tire in there. What do you do when you get a flat tire somewhere? I'm used to changing a tire. I could do it, and I've done it many times. I just don't understand why they wouldn't include a spare tire with the car. Now, I know they did that little donut tire for a while. Remember those donut tires? You weren't supposed to drive on them more than a mile or something. I see people driving on those things all the time. They were temporary to get you to the gas station or wherever to get your car fixed. But now they want to include a patch kit instead of a spare tire.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Saying
Sam Cooke and Chain Gang, 825 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. If you're in line for a movie or club and your friends aren't there yet, is it okay to save a spot for them in line? 30% of Americans said absolutely no. 29% say, well, having one person join you in line is okay. Yeah, you want to check with the person in back of you to see if that's okay. They might not agree with you. Sunny 71, the high today. Right now, sunny 64 degrees at Radio Park with the Turtles.
About you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Taylor Bass. Rescue me. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:30. Do you recycle? No. You might want to rethink that. 47% of people under the age of 30 say they would not date somebody who wouldn't recycle. So you want to rethink that recycling thing, huh?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Paolo is from Maribel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be some travel impacts due to the dignitaries today. Some roads in downtown Kenosha are getting closed for the J.D. Vance event near the courthouse, with the VP and her running mate moving from Chicago to Milwaukee later in the day. The Vance event is focused on crime and safety and features appearances by U.S. Senate nominee Eric Hovde and Representative Brian Stile. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign rally in Milwaukee is set to get going at 7 tonight. We have live coverage of the DNC at civicmedia.us. Three teenagers, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, are facing charges of homicide and carjacking. It's in connection with the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. A criminal complaint says the victim was reportedly sitting on a porch with friends when he was shot. Investigators say one suspect allegedly suggested before the shooting that they, quote, kill the first person they see. Two of the suspects have already appeared in court. Bonds were set at $100,000 each. Police continue to search for a third suspect. The lowrider drives a little slower, and it's the subject of a new Racine art installation. The Racine Art Museum has unveiled an exhibit by local artist Renee Amato. It showcases the world of lowrider culture through photography and custom bicycles displayed in the museum's street-facing windows. The exhibit will run through next July and is supported by a grant from the United Way of Racine County. And there's still a beach warning for part of the day. Water off the Lake Michigan shoreline is still rough, with 3 to 6 foot waves expected through midday. That means there still is a caution about getting in the water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Well, I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice. They run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
Sunny today with a high near 71. Clear tonight, lows 58. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 74. Sunny at 64 right now at Radio Park. It's beautiful. No humidity, nothing. Just gorgeous. And it's going to be a great day at the ballpark in St. Louis tonight. The Brewers taking on the Cards. 6:10 p.m. broadcast time here at WRJN.
Your Venus.
Shocking Blue and Venus. I have a story here. Paul McCartney told this story once in a radio interview. He has nothing bad to say about anybody in life. But this one story he told, he's got one favorite song. Now, all the songs are written by Lennon McCartney. That's the way they're printed on the label, Lennon McCartney. This one song meant so much to him that he wanted McCartney Lennon on there. But he had to talk to Yoko Ono because she controls everything John Lennon. And she's a very difficult person to deal with at business meetings because every year they have to meet with her. Ringo meets with him too because they have business meetings. And he said, this one song, can I change it from Lennon McCartney to McCartney Lennon? It won't mean any money less to you whatsoever. This, you're still going to get the same money every time it's played. And she said, no. This was, and he said it's just difficult to deal with her. This was the song he wanted to have it changed on, his favorite song.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
We'll be right back.
Get ready, Rare Earth. That's not the 22-minute version of the song, which they do on their album. They have the 22-minute version. We gave you the 2-minute, 43-second version. How's that? Today is National Radio Day today. Woo! It's August 20th every year. Everybody says there are no holidays in the month of August, but yes, we do have one. Today is the most significant, most important holiday of the year. Raise a toast to National Radio Day. 71% of people listen to their radio in the car. 2 out of 3 people listen to radio every day. 59% of women, 76% of men listen to it. And when we say don't touch that dial, they don't touch the dial. They stay right where they are, right through the commercials.
You betcha.
9% of people say radio stations don't play enough commercials. They want more.
Who are these people?
9% of people. They're all the salespeople and general managers and owners of the radio stations, the 9% of people. And someone polled over 1,100 radio hosts across the country. 28% said they have a good face for radio, including 11% who strongly agreed, except for Cindy.
Yeah.
She's got a good face for television.
Thank you, sweetie.
Good face for TV. But yeah, National Radio Day today. I contacted all my old radio people I used to work for who fired me, and I wished them a national, you know, happy radio day. Out of the four people who fired me, two already sent back their happy radio day to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They didn't fire me. They just, things happen.
You know what? In radio is such a different animal. You don't really get fired for cause. I didn't have the sound somebody was looking for. But my favorite thing is when you try to transfer that to a real job and you got to write down, have you ever been fired?
Nobody cares in radio.
Yeah, but when you're trying to get a real job and you put down 6.
Nobody cares to you.
I've only been fired 6 times. And never for cause.
I've only been fired once in the entire 53 years in radio. I've been let go because of different circumstances, but they didn't fire me. Only once was I fired, and that was here.
Oh,
by the previous owner. When the paper printed that Don Rosen was fired, he said, no, I didn't fire him. I let him go. Big difference. And, you know, it's no difference, but, you know, that's what he said. And so that's the only job I've ever been fired at. The rest, I either quit or was, you know, stations
helped
were sold, people died, and, you know, they had to save money, so I was the expense.
So-and-so died, Don. We're going to have to let you go.
I worked at a station in Oklahoma. The owner died, and the wife took over, and they didn't have the money. So they said they were letting me go, which is fine. I was there 16 years.
You were getting tired of tornadoes anyway.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't physically in Oklahoma when I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's a secret we can't tell anybody about radio. Anyway, so yeah, happy National Radio Day to everybody at Civic Media. I sent out some emails this morning wishing everybody a happy radio day. August 20th, every year, they pick the month where there's no other holidays in the month. I don't know how they picked it, but they did. And to the 11,000-plus radio stations across America, we thank you. And a special thank you to the station that started it all, KDKA in Pittsburgh, which is still on the air with those call letters. In 1919, they were the first radio station to get on the air and be a radio station with commercials. KDKA in Pittsburgh. Wow. Thank you very much, KDKA. We appreciate it. 850 at WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning, community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org. Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle? National Radio Day, that's going to wrap it up for me. I'm going to go home and take a nap. That's how I celebrate National Radio. Actually, you know where I have to go? I have to go out to Petrified Springs and fill up with water for her aquifer. My wife drinks that.
Oh, yeah.
She drinks that artesian aquifer water that, you know, I think it's sludge, but she likes it. And it is clean water.
I believe in that, too. Yeah. We got one near us.
Microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm in radio. I can't even sit by the mic. We have one near us in, I want to say, not West, but Big Bend. Big Bend has one.
Well, there's one in Milwaukee. It's on a regular street. And it's just a regular residential street. And it comes up there. And they have a little thing where people fill up their jugs.
Yeah.
It just happens to come up. I don't know what street it is. I forgot. But, yeah. So, all right. All right, so here's the deal today. Cindy's coming in just a moment. She's got local news and timeless hits all day today. We got the Brewers coming in tonight, broadcast time 6:10. They're in St. Louis tonight. We've got the Civic Media in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention with news updates throughout the day today. I'm going home. I'm going to get water first.
And
then I'm going
Don
home.
Rosen going home for a nap.
I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.